The state's Oil and Gas Commission recently adopted new rules for fracking, including increasing the setback distance from oil and gas wells to buildings and homes. But many Democratic lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Morgan Carroll of Aurora, think a 500-foot setback distance is still too close and the rules too lenient.
While it's a move in the right direction, the proximity to high-density urban areas is still going to be problematic. There are still a lot of residents and homeowners out there that don't feel that they're getting the safety protections that they would like to see yet in the rules.
Carroll says several lawmakers in both chambers are planning to introduce a variety of bills related to fracking, which pumps a mixture of sand, water, and chemicals into the ground to help extract natural gas.
We're still woefully understaffed as far as inspectors to enforce the current rules for what's out there. We really still haven't looked at public health impacts in any way. The concept of fugitive emissions or flaring for air quality issues on this. And there's a whole host of environmental best practices.
But right now, lawmakers are keeping the details close to the vest, and stricter laws could meet resistance from Governor John Hickenlooper. He says the state already has stringent rules in place. He even recently testified before the U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, saying Colorado has struck the right balance.
We do have the most rigorous set of regulations around oil and gas in the United States. Everyone else who is there all are looking at us and saying, you're going to require water testing before and after drilling wells? You're going to increase a setback? Do you realize that's a taking? I mean, everywhere we went, people said, how are you negotiating this?
And when asked about possible groundwater contamination from fracking, Hickenlooper told the Senate committee he once drank frack fluid that was made from food additives. He said it wasn't tasty, but he's still alive. The comments angered the environmental community.
It leaves the impression that this fracking fluid, and really that oil and gas development, is safe in Colorado.
Chris Arend is with Conservation Colorado. The group wants the governor to take a stronger stance on protecting public health from the impacts of energy development. Specifically, they're hoping for tougher air quality standards.
There are known impacts to our air from oil and gas, and we feel like that the things that we have done already fall far short of what we could be doing.
For his part, Hickenlooper says his comments on drinking frack fluid were taken out of context.
It wasn't intended as a political statement. It was intended as a description of the honest efforts that the industry was trying to make to have an industrial fluid that was totally harmless to the environment.
But Hickenlooper admits the fluid he drank is only a prototype and is too expensive right now for commercial use. He clarified his statement and says there is no frack fluid being used today that anyone would want to drink. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.